Now, a content warning for the next interview. It will be about domestic violence. If you or someone you know is impacted by family or domestic violence, please call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-732-732. One in six Australian women have experienced physical or sexual violence at the hands of a current or former intimate partner since the age of 15. With domestic and family violence affecting more than 1 million Australians, many women are forced to flee their homes at a moment's notice with minimal or no belongings. Escabags provides victims with escape bags filled with the necessities that they and their children may need when initially escaping a dangerous or abusive situation. Informed by her own experience of an abusive relationship and aching for change after the murder of Hannah Clark, Stacey Jane started Escabags at the beginning of 2020, and they now have more than 150 stockists across the country. Stacey joins me this morning. Welcome to The Daily, Stacey.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So how did the idea for Escabags come about?
Okay, so I was actually holidaying in Australia, and I was violently attacked by my then partner. And I was given the opportunity of a new start in life from an Australian family who very kindly took me in for the remaining week of my stay. I returned back to the UK a week later, moving into a women's shelter, which is where I took part in a sewing class one afternoon, which taught me how to make a tote bag. And I'd kept in touch with the family that I'd met, mainly my Aussie mum, who I called Mozzie. And after my abuser located me again, she just said, come home to her and her family and get away for good, which is when I made the decision to permanently move to Australia. But the actual idea for Escabags for me was actually from a time when I was viciously attacked one evening. And after managing to escape, I went to my nearest friend's home with no belongings. And him being male said to me the next morning, Stace, I've not got the girl stuff that you need. We're going to have to go to the supermarket. And I just remember everyone looking at me and feeling such shame and embarrassment. Obviously, I was visibly bruised at the time. So when I actually moved to Australia, I was diagnosed with PTSD, and I purchased a sewing machine. And obviously, the only thing I can make is these tote bags. So I thought I'll make them, and hopefully it'll alleviate some of the symptoms that I was experiencing. And as we said, after the unfortunate and devastating murders of Hannah Clark and her children, it was then and that experience in the supermarket which gave me the idea for Escabags.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. We really do appreciate it. What do these escape bags, what do they contain, and how can they help victims escaping a dangerous situation?
Yes, so there's two variations, parent and child and single adult. We proudly cater for all victims of domestic violence, whether that be male or female. And they could contain essential items, whether it be toiletries, children's storybooks. You know, obviously you need the essential items to get you through the next few days, but there's also comforting items, especially where the children are concerned. It's a very distressing time for them. And all of our bags are actually handmade by volunteers. I can't make them all myself anymore. We send out too many, which is beautiful. And we get them donated across the country from individuals and sewing groups.
And where can people find them? Where are they stocked?
So we've just celebrated our first birthday on the 20th of February, and we're now up to 200 stockists throughout the country. So they're available in every state. We try in our very best to make sure they're available in every police station. But really, we just say to become a stockist, you don't have to be a certain type of business, just a kind one. They're completely free of charge. We're responsible for sending them out. You'll see a small poster in a shop window, maybe in your local community. But that really depends on just the kindness of those business owners. You can be a coffee shop, you can be any retailer, And you just need to get in touch and we'll do the rest.
Now, it is, of course, International Women's Day today. Is there anything you'd like to say given the day today?
Yeah, absolutely. I am a female victim and survivor of domestic abuse, but that doesn't mean that all victims are female and all perpetrators are male, which is, as I've said, Escobags proudly cater for all victims of domestic and family abuse. I came from a woman who had her own struggles growing up with a young child at a very young age herself. I was also saved on the other side of the world by a woman who has had to overcome her own struggles in life. But neither of those women gave up on me or themselves, and nor should any other person listening right now, especially those that are victims of domestic violence. So I'm using this opportunity today on International Women's Day to call on Scott Morrison and Mark Speakman to reach out to us at Escobags and help us to source the financial assistance that we need for the service that we're providing without any government or state funding across the whole of Australia. We need your help to keep up with the demand of our escape bags to enable victims to escape before it's too late. So please, please get in touch.
Stacey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me and happy International Women's Day. Take care.